In whatever you're doing, there's always a big picture, long-term goal, and there's always a process that comes with it. The process of what you need to do, the daily habits that add up, and you just keep doing that over time and you get better and better, and eventually that stacks up. It starts to add up and you start to make progress, you're noticing some differences, and you get closer to reaching your overall goal, that bigger long-term goal. And I think we all can relate to that. Whether you're training in the off season to prep for the season, whether you're working year after year to get better at something, could be physically with sports, could be playing a musical instrument, could just be going through school, getting better, more knowledge, experiences, just leveling up in general. And that is exactly the process with everything, especially the process as I go through my studies and I'm progressing through my PhD program. So today, I don't really have too many things planned, but listen in a quick update on how my PhD program is going, some of the things that I'm working on, and some of the information that I look forward to sharing in the near future as I start to progress closer and closer to graduation and all of the research that I've been doing. So listen into this episode. This is a little sneak peek into some of the things that I've been working on and all of the things that I want to share. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of the information related to optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in to this episode. And for everyone out there, you can check back on all of the previous past library of episodes. You can check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. And you can also go check it out on my website as well. Just click on the podcast tab. And for all of you out there who's been finding some value, some benefits from this content, please feel free to share it with everybody, friends, coaches, teammates, anybody that it will help and help them to optimize their performance. And also interact with me. Tell me how it's been helping you. Reach out. You can tag me on social media. I would love to interact with any of the listeners out there. And you can also contact me directly. You can email me at andrew@hnlmovement.com. Also, be sure to check out more free content out there on my social media platforms. Of course, this podcast and my YouTube channel as well. You can find all of my social media handles are at HNL Movement. You can search for HNL Movement on YouTube and you'll find a lot of great content on there. And a lot of the guest interviews, I have video highlight clips of the audio podcast that you've been listening to. So you can go and watch some of that, watch some of the content, and watch all of the great information that all of the guests have shared. There's always something that we can take away from their stories and use it to help us in some shape or form along our journey as well. So speaking of journeys, today I really don't have too many things planned. Honestly, it's the semester's in full swing. Spring always seems very busy for me. In a good way, it's fun, but it's still very hectic. And I am going to share a little bit about my journey. So where I am in my PhD journey, what kinds of things I'm working on now, and why it's such a busy semester. So it's a very informal episode, but hopefully this gives you some insights as to some of the things that I'm working on, some of the things that you can look forward to in the future, because I'll always try to share more information, more valuable, helpful content out there that helps to share a lot of the information that I'm learning about so that I can help and reach all of the people that may need this type of information and resources to help them in whatever it is, whether that's strength and conditioning, rehab, performance training, sports nutrition. So it's just a good update that I can share with everyone listening out there. So let's start with, how is this semester? What is my schedule like? And it's a little different than my previous semesters if you've listened to any of those previous episodes. So this semester, my class load is actually pretty light. It's the lightest semester class-wise so far. And this is my fourth semester, so I'm finishing up my second year. So I really actually only have one class that I need to actually sit in and be at as a student. And it's the last statistics class that I need to take. Actually, this stats class, it goes over a lot of the stats and the analyses that I'll be using probably for majority of my career. So it's very applicable in that way. Again, I'll be honest, stats isn't my strong suit. It's not really my forte, but it's absolutely necessary in research to make sure that you are doing your statistical analysis correctly, of course, and making sure that you're presenting data, making sense of that data so that you can apply it to real world application. And overall, it's going well. I'm looking forward to being done with classes at the end of the semester in a couple months. So that is the only class, again, that I need to actually sit in as a student. I am doing tons of research this semester. It's my heaviest research, data collection, data processing, all of these projects going on. It's the busiest one in terms of research so far. And then I'm taking some seminar credits, which we do meet, but that's, you know, just discussions. It's things that help me with my research, help me to progress along my PhD journey as well. So that is pretty much the credits or the courses that I need to take. Of course, I'm helping out with the graduate biomechanics class, so helping to support my advisor, helping the students when needed, working on a lot of other projects too, not only with that class, but with master students and incoming students. So there's a lot of things that's going on, but overall, it's a lot of research. I'm spending a lot of time in the lab. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the lab before, but this is by far the past 3 months or so, I've been spending way more time in the lab. You can just imagine, it's like the opposite of what I do outside of school. I'm just sitting at the computer, doing computer work, reading, writing, processing data. I'm doing that sometimes for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, even 10 hours. Sometimes I'm just sitting down at the computer. So of course it gets a little monotonous, but it's all because there is an end goal and there's a process that needs to happen in order for me to not only finish my PhD program, but also get valuable information, put it together, understand what I'm actually researching so I can share it in the future in the form of course, journal articles, but also just on things like this, my podcast, on YouTube. In any way, if the information that I'm working so hard on, if that can help anybody out there that's looking for that piece of the puzzle, then that's what I want to do. So right now, it's kind of just the grind. That is pretty much my lifestyle. To break it down a little further, I probably spend, I think on average, around 30-ish hours a week just in the lab, whether that's with data collection, whether that's processing data on the computer, whether that's writing code for our biomechanics processing, doing stats work, whatever it is, I'm spending probably around 30 hours a week or so doing that. Now, outside of that, I still am working with the athletes that I've worked with for a long time. So I do maybe about 15 hours a week or so that I'm working with athletes. That's actually my break. I get to move around. I get to do other things, get to coach the athletes, do things for me that are fun. It's a good break from, you know, sitting at the computer, working my brain so hard that, you know, my brain is taxed at the end of the day, just thinking, critically thinking, analyzing things, you know, so it's a good break when I get to work with some of my athletes. Now, outside of that, so that's already like a full-time job, right? Outside of that, I am doing a lot of reading and writing, and it's just on every single topic. I'm working on future papers. I'm actually preparing for my comprehensive exam. So how my comps is it's pretty much like you're writing 4 papers on various questions. So that I am prepping for. I am trying to read up a lot of things, compile in my own words, you know, writing documents on various topics. At this stage in my PhD program, I pretty much know the direction that I'm heading, what my overall topics and direction and dissertation is going to be on, and my comps questions will be very related to my dissertation, so it will help me to further write my dissertation and carry all of that out. So anyway, I'm doing a lot of reading and writing because I am prepping for comps at the end of summer. And since it's already the end of March and April is right around the corner, I'm keeping this pace, just trying to do what I can every day and every week. So there's a lot of reading and writing. And on top of that, I am prepping for some other things, like my advisor and I, we're gonna speak at a regional conference about our topic, and it's pretty much based around my study and things that the lab has done in the past. So there's a lot of things that need to happen in the next couple of months, but it's all things that are very related to each other, very related with the direction that I'm heading to as I start to prepare for my comps, write my dissertation, as I'm collecting data with my study. So all of this this is really why I pursued a PhD, is that all of this is the direction that I want to head towards, what I want to do not only with my PhD degree, but what I want to do and set myself up for after my PhD program, after I graduate. But it is a process.
If you know me, you know I'm always on the run, up early and home late. So having a 3-hour morning routine isn't really in the cards for me. What is in the cards is AG1. It's a fast way to get vitamins and minerals I need to perform. I first gave AG1 a try because I wanted a single solution that helps support my entire body by filling in nutrient gaps and simplifying my morning routine. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've always felt strong and energized and ready to attack the day. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's one scoop mixed in water once a day and every day. I know that AG1 is giving my body high-quality nutrition. Every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process, so you know that it's safe. And AG1 ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrition density. AG1 is a supplement that I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. Here is your chance to start every day this season with a gift to yourself. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/provengrit. That's drinkag1.com/provengrit. Check it out.
So for some of you that are curious and want to know what is my experience like, it's very much like a super big project that takes years to complete. And I'm not an endurance athlete or a runner by any means, but I would relate this to something that's a super long process that all you really can focus on is what's the next step? What's the next step? And just keep plugging along because the process is so long. It's very intense. It's grueling. It's challenging. Now, it might not be challenging physically in this means, but it's very challenging mentally. It's really a grind. It's a long process. You're in it for the long haul. So I would relate it to something like not just your marathon, right? It's more like the ultra marathons or things that it's so long that sometimes you can't see where the end is. All you got to do is just keep looking at the step in front of you, keep plugging along. And that's really what it is. Just to share a little bit about my experiences, even that first year, going through all the classes, getting a base knowledge of literature in my area, what my lab did, all of that, in a year's time, it seems like it's not a lot, but it's really a lot to read all of the literature, go to classes, start to go that level deeper. It's like you're not at that surface level anymore. The discussions, the thought process, the experiences, using my past experiences to kind of give me more direction as I dig through all the research and understand concepts more in depth. That really takes months in that whole first year, and sometimes it even takes longer. And by no means am I saying that I'm there yet. I just realize now how many things you don't know, and you just realize how to actually go step by step to learn about it. So anyway, that was really my first year. Fortunately, I got experiences of writing like a student grant, getting some funding, going through the IRB process, and all of that was completely new for me because I did not really get exposed to research in my master's degree. It was more clinical based, becoming an athletic trainer. So I learned all of that. Really, it was like drinking water from a fire hose, right? I was getting bombarded, just trying to pick up whatever I could grasp. But that was really my first year. So now my second year, the classes start to get a little lighter. I start to get more seriously in depth into the literature and research. And then that's where things start to formulate. IRB got approved and I began to start my study. It was a little delayed, but that's typical with research. There's so many steps along the way that it doesn't always happen quickly. So I got my IRB approved and then I started collecting data. Really, data collection started about 3 months ago or so. And in that 3 months, it's just been kind of grinding, collecting data, processing data, making sure that we're starting to analyze some of the preliminary data. So all of that, it takes so much time. And that's what I mean by it. It's really a process. You can't really see the end yet, but all you got to do is just keep chipping away at it. Keep chipping away, keep learning along the way. I'm really just trying to get better at the process. And for those of you that might be interested in PhD or is just wondering, what am I doing all the time? Really, the PhD process is one, to set up where I want to go, what direction I want to head after I graduate. But the process is really being able to analyze things, think critically, having that thought process to actually carry out research. And that's what I'm immersed in right now, all the way in. I'm fully immersed into that. But it's really teaching me the process of how to carry out research, how to study things, and how to mentor other people in the future. So I've been fortunate to, you know, help and mentor and guide some of our master's students. That has really helped me to understand the research process better. And again, it's just a learning process. So I'm still very new to the world of academia, but also research. So I'm just going through this process step by step. And really, it's for the long haul. It doesn't stop for me after my degree's done. That's probably just the start of it. I got my feet wet. I learned all of the things that I needed to learn just to be able to continue this in the future. So again, that is what I mean by it's such a long process. There's still big milestones that I need to complete, like passing my comps exam, writing my dissertation, but I can start to see just a little bit, it might be just a speck, but a little of the light at the end of the tunnel. And that is what keeps me going. So there's a lot of great things going on. Again, this is why things like the podcast, my social media accounts, sometimes it has to take the back seat because I have to make sure that I can work on all of these other things, other commitments that's part of my PhD program, part of my research, and all of the things that's going to help me to get more high quality information out there to all of the people who will benefit from it. So anyway, that is in a nutshell what I'm up to. A lot of research, a lot of reading and writing, a lot of prepping for presentations, future manuscripts, papers, journal articles, my comps, and again, working towards that big goal of finishing data collection, starting to write my dissertation. And that's where a lot of the hard work that I'm putting in right now, that's when it'll come to fruition, when we start to get more of the information out there and help as many people as we can with that information. The last thing that I want to share, and this is more for people who are really wondering, what am I doing? Biomechanics is very interesting in that the process to start collecting someone's data and then going through all the steps in order for you to actually see meaningful numbers, data, you can actually start to interpret results. It's such a long process. And I can only speak for other areas within kinesiology, but I feel like biomechanics has one of the most like time-consuming, lengthy timeline, that there's so many processes to actually get this data so that you can actually make sense of it. And what I mean by that is, when we start this study, you know, of course there's recruiting, but once the subject comes in, we do full-on motion capture, full biomechanics data collection. That is like step one. And yes, that does take time, but I feel like all of the other steps after that, all of the things that we have to do in the computer to clean up the data, package the data so it's ready to be analyzed. And then we have to give the computer instructions that it needs to calculate, so it's spitting out data that we want it to. Then you take all of those numbers, you start to organize it, make sense of it. Then you're putting it in your statistical analysis package, whatever that might be. And then you start to analyze it that way. Then you spit that out and you start to really think, okay, what does this mean? And how does this fit? Add to gaps in the literature, complement what we already know out there, and how does this help us to take a step in the right direction for future literature and research in this field? And that whole process, it just takes so long, but it is rewarding because as you start to help to drive the future direction of the industry and in certain fields and lines of research, that becomes exciting. So anyway, the big message with that is that it's such a lengthy process. I'm right in the middle of it now, collecting data still yet. I'm going to be collecting a lot of data. I'm going to be collecting data really heavily in the next few months, but probably all the way through this year. And there's always other projects that we have to collect data on. And I'm in the midst of just analyzing the data, processing it, seeing some of the exciting findings. So be sure to stay tuned for that, because as I learn a lot more things after I get past all of the busy work, then I'm going to be sharing a lot more information again on my podcast, social media channels, YouTube channel, and of course, writing journal articles, those and hopefully doing more presentations in the future as well. So that is what I've been up to during my fourth semester. So stay tuned for all of that. I know I haven't been the most active on social media, but stay tuned for all of that. Thank you for all of the people that follow and support all the time, because when I do have more downtime, I will start to put out more and more content. But right now, like I said, that's a little bit on the back burner. There's so many things going on, but it's very exciting things, and it's things that keep me going. It's things that keep me looking to make the next step and just continue to get better and better as the weeks go on. So again, thank you for listening. I didn't want to make this episode too long, but for anyone out there too, just trust the process. I think that's with anything. If you're training for sports, if you're working to break your PR, whatever it might be out there, trust the process. And even though the big picture, long-term goal may seem so far out of reach, just focus on what you're doing consistently and just focus on getting that little better, that 1% better every single day. And before you know it, when you look back 6 months, a year from now, 5 years from now, you'll look back and think and appreciate how far you've come. You can remember when you were going through the process and what things kind of helped you to get where you are today. So whatever you're doing out there, keep working, keep striving to get better. And I know that you're going to continue to make progress and reach all of the goals that you set out for yourself. That is all that I have for this episode. Thank you for listening in. I will be sure to share more updates in the future. And of course, like I mentioned at the beginning, be sure to check out my social media channels, my YouTube channel. Go check out all the previous library of episodes for the H&L Movement podcast. And stay tuned for more episodes. Some great guests are coming up, joining me on the podcast to share some great stories, information, resources. And of course, stay tuned for the solo topics, where I try to share a lot of things that will help you in some aspect of human performance. So that is it for this episode. Everyone, keep working hard, keep working towards all of your goals. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. I release episodes every Tuesday, so I will be back here same time, same place next week. And until then, aloha.